beginning of Parak Beis, Aris HaTorah. As you see, Parak Beis is titled Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma. Those are two very, very sweet words, Torah and Lishma. Yep. Some of you might have an idea of how much controversy has surrounded those two words, which each word on its own is very, very harmless. Even when they're together, it looks so beautiful. Torah Lishma, what could be better? The Ik and the Kuda of Chiluka Deis between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim revolves around this term, Torah Lishma. Because the truth is, before we even learn inside, it's an unusual way to speak about the performance of a mitzvah. In general, when it comes to mitzvahs, we're familiar with the concept of doing a mitzvah l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven, to try to keep mitzvahs l'shem Hashem, with the right kavana, for the sake of Hashem. When it comes to the study of Torah, there's this unusual formulation, this nusach of Torah Lishma. And the question is, L'shem shalmi. Torah for her sake. Torah for its sake. Why not Torah Lishma? Why isn't it Torah for Hashem's sake? Torah Lishma. Torah L'shem Hashem. Like all mitzvahs. Mitzvahs L'shem Hashem. Mitzvahs L'shem Shamayim. Regarding this chiddush, this unusual chiddush in the mitzvah of learning Torah, in these last generations, there's a very, very important difference of opinion between the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great disciple of the Vilna Gaon, and the Bala Tanya, who was of course not a student of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, although he considered himself to be a spiritual disciple. He was the student of the Mezid Shemagid, but the way of the Baal Shem Tov as represented by the Bala Tanya in the Tanya. And the world has been divided between these two tzaddikim and their understanding of the mitzvah of Torah Lishma. And it touches upon the very essence of Yiddishkeit, since the essence of Yiddishkeit is the study of Torah. And it raises the most important question of all. What's the ultimate goal of studying Torah? What's the tachlis of learning Torah? Why was the Torah given to us? What's it for? Besides the practical benefits of showing us what to do, of telling us how to live, but we all know that this thousands of year venture of the Jewish people to learn Torah is not just a matter of getting instructions. It's not a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch that we're talking about. We're talking about the essence of Jewish life, which is Talmud Torah, which is the study of Torah. What it means to be a Jew. And the question of why do we study Torah? It's the biggest question. And there's always Rav Kook, who is a product of those two worlds, as we've often spoken about. He was a product of those two worlds. On his father's side, from the world of the Vilna Gaon, on his mother's side, from the world of the Baal Shem Tov. And as always, Rav Kook tries to make shalom and to integrate the two. And we're going to learn, when we learn this little perek, particularly Sif Aleph, we're going to try to learn it, hopefully we'll do our best to learn it the way that Rav Kook taught it. Those who are faithful disciples of the world of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, it's called of the Misnagdim, they'll jump on the first sentence and say right away, oh, Rav Kook is of course supporting the view of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He actually seems to be quoting the Nefesh HaChaim in the first sentence. And those who are connected to the Talmid Baal Shem will see in this Seif and other places in the Perek the way of the Baal Shem Tov. And Rav Kook is asking us to be big people and to try to understand the two Mahalchim. In order for us to do that, it's not going to be enough to learn just the words here inside the Eretz Torah. We're going to read Seif Aleph, and then we're going to have to spend some time learning inside the Nefesh HaChaim and the Tanya, or else this entire parak would be impossible to understand. And in doing so, to be able to understand how Rav Kook is making Shalom, and how Rav Kook saw this as part of the unfolding of the days of Mashiach, which in many places in his letters and his writings, he saw that all depended on the joining together of the Talmidei HaGra and the Talmidei HaBaal Shem. So let's read this Seif to try to understand at least on a basic level the words. And then we're going to go into the Nefesh HaChaim, into the Tanya, and then to be able to admit Shem to learn the Perek properly. Inyan Torah Lishma. The Inyan of Torah Lishma is L'shem HaTorah. The simple translation of the words, when it says Torah Lishma, as opposed to Lishmo, which would mean L'shem Hashem, Torah Lishma, the translation is that one learns Torah Lishma, for the sake of Torah. Inyan Torah Lishma, L'shem HaTorah. Now what does that mean? For her own sake, for the sake of Torah. We learn Torah for the sake of Torah. No one would say you put on tefillin for the sake of the tefillin, or you keep Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos. So what's the meaning of Torah Lishma L'shem HaTorah? We learn Torah for the sake of Torah. Kimitzis HaChachma HaRitzayin HaShem is Baruch Shatiyah B'Poyel. It's Hashem's will that His Chachma, that His wisdom, that is concealed, that's contained in the Torah, it's Hashem's will and desire that it be revealed in Mitzvahs. Hashem wants that this Chachma that's contained kivyachal in His infinite mind, it's His will that this Chachma be revealed and be applied practically and realistically to life in this world, that it should descend into our lives. And not only that, but Ve'ein Mitzias Yoisa Nechmada U'mu'ula Mikol Ma She'ef Shel Heichoshev. There is no reality that's more beautiful, that's more pleasant, that's more delicious that's more exalted. From anything that could be thought of or considered in the entire world. And if we don't feel that, it's not clear to us, if that's not obvious to us when we learn Torah, then it's a problem. It's our problem. It's not something that's lacking, God forbid, in Torah Hashem. Vein achisaron ki imitzidenu. The fact that the Torah is not fully felt in the world, in all of its splendor, and all of its beauty, that Hashem's wisdom is not experienced, is not because, God forbid, there's something lacking in Torah. But it comes from our chisaron, from our difficulty in absorbing the Torah Hashem, in receiving it. Shemitzad ha'yesenes shkuim beguf, because the reality is that we are immersed in our physical lives. Shkuim beguf, we're very invested in physical reality. As a result of that, einon makirim kol inyan gadol v'chayzek v'ili mitziyusa. We don't recognize. We don't recognize kol inyan gadol v'chayzek, the greatness and the power and the energy and the exaltedness of its mitziyus, of the mitziyus of Torah. We don't recognize it. We don't appreciate it. There's a clash between the Olam HaChomer, physical reality, and Torah Hashem. And as a result of that clash, we're not absorbing Torah Hashem and all of its fullness and richness. And because of that, we don't experience or understand the great beauty of the Torah. Nor do we necessarily see how relevant it is to every moment of our lives, how indispensable it is to every single moment of life. The Chochmas HaTorah Harei Hi HaGilui HaElokei. Chochmas HaTorah is a revelation of godliness. It's a revelation of Hashem. Kefi Ritzoni Yisbarach Haba Mitzad Avodaseinu V'Talmudeinu. But it will all be in accordance. It's all in accordance to how hard we work at it and how much we put into learning Torah. And therefore, as we learned in the last parak, it's not something which is static. Hashem is telling us when we learn Torah not only to reveal that mitzias of that great light of Torah from above, but through our effort, learning, through our effort, pouring our koiches into Torah Hashem, we're able to be megala to reveal all the time new treasures, new ayers. So Rav Kook writes, V'nikol aloyma Torah, whoever learns Torah, who might see me'akarach alapayel, whoever learns Torah is participating in the most exciting historical event of revealing, of bringing out into reality es mitzias chachmasa, the mitzias of that chachma of Hashem, of the chachma of Torah. But mitzad nafshay, your own personal chelik that of Torah that's connected to your own nefesh, your own neshama, that you're able to reveal through your learning of Torah, that's different from how the other person understands and learns it, and different from anything that ever was. Ubevadai, ein adoyma ha'or ha'mischadish mitzad chibra tar lenefesh zu, and clearly, certainly, you can't compare the light that is mischadish, that is revealed, that is new, that new light that is revealed mitzad chibra Torah as a result of the attachment to Torah lenefesh zu, of this particular Jew, this soul, lor hanoylad lor hanoylad mischabrusa lenefesh acheres, to the light that is born as a result of the Torah's connection to a different nefesh, to another Jew. And therefore, when each and every one of us learns Torah, and the light of Torah enters into the neshama of that particular person, to the mind and heart of that particular Jew, and that particular person understands Torah as it travels through him, the Torah is increasing. Lahagdal Torah lahadira. Imkenhu magdal ha-Torah mamish b'limudo. We're expanding the boundaries of Torah. We're expanding the territory of Torah. Imkenhu magdal ha-Torah mamish b'limudo. The Kevin Shekadosh Baruch Hu writes the Shiag b'Torah. Since Hashem is Baruch wants that the Torah should grow, all in accordance, of course, to the rules and regulations of learning Torah. Doesn't mean the person can walk into the room, open up the Gemara and say, oh, it seems to me that the Gemara is telling us that we could drive on Shabbos or something. Obviously. But in the Mahalach of Torah Shabbal Peh, all that we were learning in the last parak, Kol Masha Tamad Vazik, Asil Chadish, that anything that anybody uncovers in the Torah, and all the whole Indian of Chidusha Torah, goes back to Har Sinai. And Hashem wants Shiagal Torah. Since Hashem wants that, the Kevin HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes a Shiagal Torah, HaDerech HaYoshu SheYilmad HaOdem Mitzad Ahavoso Esohar Gadol, the straight path of how to learn Torah and what to have in mind when learning, is SheYilmad HaOdem Mitzad Ahavoso Esohar Gadol, is that one should learn because of his love for this great light of Torah, for the light of Hashem's wisdom. She writes Hashem's about Begila Mitziyusa. Hashem has hidden infinite treasures in the Torah. And he wants us, each person according to his own intellect, in his own kaychus, he wants each person, each one of us, to reveal our chelik in Torah. And one should have this in mind, that Hashem wants each and every one of us. She writes Hashem about Begila Mitziyusa. He wants it to be revealed. She is Gadol Yosef Yosef, that Torah should grow more and more. Torah should grow more and more. And we see this accelerating, especially at the end of time, the last few diaries, and especially now in these last few years, at the end before Mashiach comes. Just go into any swarm store. whether you're familiar with Hebrew or your background doesn't permit that, and you have more of an ability to read the Svarim in English or whatever language. It's unbelievable. Lahagdil Torah Lahadira. Even when I was a kid in yeshiva, in this farm store, there was Chumash, Gemara, a couple of Rishonim, a few here and there, a couple of Achrayim, but the growth or the expansion, the unbelievable proliferation of Teres Hashem, as we get closer to the end, is astonishing. Hashem wants this. And Rav Kook is saying that a person should learn with this in mind, that Hashem wants me to uncover my chelik in Torah, to be mechadesh chidushei Torah, according to my level of understanding. If a person is able to be mechadesh chidushei Torah, to think of novel ideas, concepts, and explaining different parts of Torah, whatever area of Torah it is that you're specializing in, and that doubles the light. It's a great, gives great nachas ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's just the translation, and a pretty loose translation, as always, of the first seif in the perek. It's a huge subject, and we can't do it justice. And let me begin before we actually start to learn inside Nefesh HaChayim and Tanya. We'll just have to spend probably 2 weeks on this, approximately 2 weeks or so, on trying to just get the basics of it, and then we can finish the parak, Yetzer Hashem, relatively quickly. I saw in a sefer by one of the Rosh Yeshiva from Hesdi Yeshiva in Shiloh, that he brings a maisa that I'd seen years ago, but I don't remember where I saw it, and I remember being slightly different, but the basic maisa is the same. I'm sure many of you heard of Rav Mendel of Vitebske was from the biggest of the Talmidim of Mezuzah Magid. He's the author of the Sefer Pri Ha'aretz. Some of you maybe have been by his sea, and he's buried in Tveria. He was one of the founders of the Yeshuv of the Talmud Baal Shem Tov in Eretz Yisrael in Tveria. A guy in Olam, Tzadik V'Kodesh, Rav Mendel of Vitebske, from the Gedolei Hasidus of that second generation crossing into the third generation. And the Balatani considered himself to be a Talmud, a student, not only of the Mezuzah Magid, but Rav Mendel of Vitebske was from the older Talmidim of the Mezuzah Magid, and the Tanya was deeply, deeply connected to Rav Mendel of Vitebske. And the story is told that Rav Mendel of Vitebske was traveling as a Magid. It was common in those days. He was going from town to town to give drashas, to be the Karavidin. And he came to the city of Shklov, and he did not go as a representative of Hasidus. And in those days, before there was internet and newspapers and so on, nobody knew who he was. The way that it worked in those days is that a magid would come, a magid would make a panasa by going from town to town. First, he would have to go to the rav of that town, and the rav of that town would meet with him and talk with him in learning and try to see who he was and what he was about. And if the rav was satisfied that this person is a person of substance and a talmid chacham, and he has what to offer, and it would be worthwhile for the people of the town to gather to hear him, so then he would get paid from the kehila, from the kahal, he would get some money, and that's how these magidim earned a living, by going from town to town. Some of them were famous, like the Dubna Magid, but there were many, many hundreds over the years that are not as well known. This was an art. And many of these people made the lives of Jews miserable with their drushes. Would like come to a town, bash the people that they're rishoyim and that they're sinners and they're all going to burn, and then get a couple of rubles and move on to the next town. Others were inspirational and great, like the Dubna Magid and so on. So Reb Mendel of Vitebska was disguised as a Magid that went from town to town. And he came to Shklov. Now Shklov was the stronghold of the Misnagdim. Was a city that was filled with great geniuses in Torah. It was the center of Hisnagdis. It was the rallying place of the disciples of the Vilna Gaon. It was not a place where Chassidim were welcomed. And he did not come as a Chassid. He went to the Rav, and the Rav spoke to him in learning, and saw very quickly that this person, this Reb Menachem Mendel, whoever he is a huge Talmud Chacham. And the Rav was very excited, and he sent the Gabbai to go, and that he should notify everybody to put up notices and to announce in all the shuls that a great Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik has come. And there was a time it was announced to come to the big shul in Shklov that this Tzaddik was going to say Divrei Musar in his service, was going to give a drasha. And Reb Mendel Vitebska, the shul was packed, everybody was excited, and Reb Mendel Vitebska got up to the bima, and he began with the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Meir says, Chol ha'oisek b'Torah l'shma, that's where we have those words, Chol ha'oisek b'Torah l'shma, whoever is oisek b'Torah l'shma, in Torah for her own sake, b'Torah l'shma, zarech l'dvar m'harbe. That person will be zarecha, will be worthy of many things. Chol ha'oisek b'Torah l'shma, zarech l'dvar m'harbe. U'megadun lo'i, Razei Torah, and great secrets and mysteries of the Torah will be revealed to that person who learns Torah Lishma. That's the Mishnah Novus. Again, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Oisik B'Torah Lishma, Zarech L'Dvar M'Harbe. Whoever learns Torah Lishma will be Zarech for many things, and then the Mishnah goes on afterwards and says, U'megadon Lai Razei Torah. And secrets of Torah will be made known and revealed to such a person who learns Torah Lishma. So Reb Mendel of Vitebska quoted this Mishnah, and then he said the following. If the Heilige Tana, if the Holy Tana of the Mishnah, Reb Meir, says this, then it certainly must be true. And if that's the case, then the question must be asked, the Chachamim of Shklov, who all gathered there, the great sages of Shklov, certainly are learning Torah Lishma. They certainly qualify, and they learn Torah Lishma. And if that's the case, I'd like to know where are the secrets of Torah that have been revealed to them. Where are the secrets that have been revealed to them? What has been made known to them? Now, he said, to say, to consider the possibility that the Chacham of Shklov are not learning Torah Lishma, then he said, Hareza ay ay ay. Hareza ay ay ay. On the other hand, to say that the Tana, the Hilga Tana Reb Meir, was saying something that's not true, he said, Hareza, then that's ay 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 ay. Either way. And then he jumped off of the bima, and he left the shul. He ran out of the shul. And this caused a tremendous, tremendous commotion. The Rabbanim, the Gaonim of Shklov, were unbelievably insulted, as you could imagine. And it was understood that they were duped, and that this Magid was a phony, and he was really one of the, a member of the accursed Kat, the sect of the Hasidim. And the whole thing caused a big tumult, and everybody marched out of the shul and so on. However, there were some who afterwards, there were some of the Talmidei Chacham who were there who didn't have menucha afterwards, who didn't feel good about the whole thing. These were obviously people who were able to go beyond the insult and the hurt to their egos, and were thinking about what Rav Mendel Vitebsk actually said. Let's review. Rav Mendel Vitebsk said, Rav Meir says in the Mishnah, Kala Isaac Vitar Lishma Zarech Ledvarim Habi, he's zarecha for many things, and the Megala from Shemaim, they revealed to him secrets of Torah. So it must be that he's saying the truth. So then, certainly, that if that's true, that it must be that these, that all of you in Shklov over here are learning Torah Lishma. And to say that if you're learning Torah Lishma, then where are the Razei Torah? To say that you're not learning Torah Lishma, ay ay ay. Then what does that mean? You're not learning Torah Lishma. On the other hand, the other possibilities that Rameh doesn't know what he's talking about. Ay, ay, ay. You can't say Rameh doesn't know what he's talking about. So, these individuals who were upset about the question, they found Rameh Lotepska hiding in an inn outside of Shklov. That there was somebody that took him in and was hiding him. And they came there, and they went to a mental attempt, and they said, the kasha is the hakasha. It's a good kasha. You asked a good kasha. It's a good question. Unlike the child asks by the night of Pesach, em famir teretz. So what's the answer? What's the answer? It's a kasha. We're learning Torah for all these years. We're geniuses in the study of Torah. We are the most accomplished and respected scholars. What do we have from it? How have we changed? What's come from it? So Rav Mendel Vitebsk said, Akasha, I could ask. But the Teretz, if you want the Teretz to this question, then you have to come with me to Mezrich. And they went with him to Mezrich, and it says in the Svarim that some of the new and greatest of the students of the Mezrich Magid came from that drasha, that short drasha, the 32nd drasha of Rav Mendel Vitebske in Shklov. And Rav Mendel Vitebske did this in many villages and gathered together many Talmidim for the Mezrich Magid. Not always that same drasha, in different ways, but the same mahalach. Now, the reason that that's a very important story, it's not just because it's a nice ma'aseh for Erev Shabbos, but the reason that it's so important by way of a hakdama, by way of an introduction to the whole inyan of Torah Lishma and the machlokes between Rav Chaim Volozhiner and the Baal HaTanya, and to try to understand and to appreciate what Rav Kook is saying over here in this Aleph and in the entire Perek, and we'll see much more of this coming up throughout the Sefer. Because this story brings out very clearly the tension, the unbelievable tension that there was between the two Bati Medrashim, between the Beis Medrash of the Baal Shem Tov and the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon, regarding this question of how do we define Torah Lishma? And why do we learn Torah? What's the tachlis of learning Torah? In that first generation of the Talmud Baal Shem, there was a tremendous critique, not especially from Rav Mendel Vitebske, but more so from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, from Rav Yaakov Yosef from Polonia. The Toldos, which is the first Chassidish Sefer that we have, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Where much is written in the Toldos critiquing the Chachmei Shklov, not by name, but the Rabbonim of the generation, the Lomdim, the Talmidei Chachamim, where the Toldos and other tzaddikim of the Talmidei Baal Shem, but especially the Toldos, described a very bizarre world of Torah, in which you had great Talmidei Chachamim who were bekiyim in Shas, who were completely proficient in all of Shas. But as far as their own personal behavior was concerned, not only did you not see secrets or mysteries of Torah revealed in their lives, but many, many of them were contentious, greedy, selfish, self-absorbed, self-serving people who ignored the Hamayin Am, who had no tolerance for simple Jews, who had no respect for simple Jews, who completely and totally ignored the man on the street, the tzaras of the Yidden of the generation. And more importantly, the Talmud says, we're far removed, for the most part, from Kedusha and Yerushalayim. Great scholars who were not holy people. Great scholars who were not living a life of holiness. Observant. Everybody was observant then. Observant, but with very little Yerushalayim. Not truly God-fearing. And not lives of Kedusha and Tahara. And the kasha is a kasha. Kla Isik b'Torah Lishma. If one learns Torah Lishma, the result should be Zarech L'Dvarim Harbe. Zarech L'Dvarim Harbe. You could ask that kasha. You could go around to the yeshivas and ask that same kasha in Tavshin Samach Tes. We could ask the kasha of the fellows that are learning. We could ask the kasha of ourselves who have learned in yeshiva. We could ask the kashas of the Rosh Yeshiva. What Dvarim Harbe have you been Zaycha for? What are the great Dvarim that you've been Zaycha for? Where's the great Tahara? Where's the Ruach HaKodesh? Where's the Yerushalayim? Where are all the Madregas that are found in Mesil Sesharim, leading to Ruach HaKodesh? Where are the Dvarim Harbe that Torah is supposed to bring to a person? How have you been changed? How are you different? You should be a tzaddik. You should be a tzaddik of Kodesh and a Torah. You're learning Torah so many years, and you're good at it. I'm not talking about a beginner. You're really good at it. You've been doing it for 30, 40, 50 years. You could quote here, and you can quote there, and you're a lamdan, and you're smart, and you might have even written a couple of svarim. You don't even talk like a mensch. You don't even behave like a decent human being. That's a small, small percentage. The vast majority, of course, are wonderful, kosher, the nice people. But we're the Rosei Torah, we're the great, we're the Zeich L'Zvarim Harbe, Tzidkis, Kedusha, Tahara. There's never been as many people learning Torah as there are in our generation. course, if you go to any yeshiva, you could see this one and this one and that one. You could see in their eyes there's that picture. You see a glimpse of something great that's growing and developing and higher. And of course, you meet everywhere with wonderful, great people. But as we've been talking about a lot over the years, there seems to be a very big disconnect between the study of Torah and the life of Torah, and a way of Kedusha and Yirat Shamayim. Just because someone knows Torah doesn't necessarily make him into a tzaddik. That's clear. We see that. And those who are new to Yiddishkeit, Balei Tshuva, or Geirim, they're often shocked. Disappointed would be too mild a word, but they're often shocked by this disconnect, because since they were coming to Torah from the outside, they assumed that Rav Meir was saying the truth. He certainly was. If Rav Meir is not telling the truth, ay, ay, ay. And if he's telling the truth, aye, aye, aye. So if Rav Meir is telling the truth, and then it means there's something missing in Torah Lishma. Because if you are learning Torah Lishma, the result will be that you'll be a tzaddik. If you're not learning Torah Lishma, then you're not zayichet l'zman ha'ayim. Now, ain't megan l'rezer Torah. So, the Talmid Yabal Shem opened this can of worms. It wasn't just Reb Mendel of Vitebsky. This was coming from the Baal Shem Tov himself. And it wasn't just the Taldus. It was this great scream that resounded in the world of Yiddishkeit, of Jews. What's become of us? And how has the Torah changed our lives? Something is wrong. Unfortunately, there were many side effects that came as a result of that cry. And there were Hasidim who themselves were far from being tzaddikim, but were simple thugs and troublemakers who were mezalzel and Talmid Chacham. Naturally, this would lead to a zilzel to those who were disrespectful of Talmid Chacham, disrespectful of the yeshivas and so on. There were some unbelievable tzaddikim and fine Talmid Chachamim that were schlepped along with that. In other words, that were the objects of the scorn of Hasidim. Even though they were very great and holy in Erlich Yid, they weren't Hasidim, but they were great tzaddikim, Talmid Chachamim. The Talmid Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught that Torah Lishma does not mean for the sake of Torah, it means for the sake of Hashem. It means that the purpose of Torah is to be attached to God. Period. We're going to learn more about that. In the Chabur, when we did the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but we learned about that. So there's going to be some chazring for the Chavra. The purpose of studying Torah is Dveikus Bashem, to be connected to God. That's the tachlis of Torah. Every word of Torah is Dveikus Bashem. So this situation, this matziv, was deteriorating terribly in Europe, terribly. The relationship between Hasidim and now those who are called Misnagdim was terrible. And the ik and the kuda of contention was this. And on both sides, as always, the riffraff, the troublemakers, the ones who were not tzaddikim on either side, were causing lots of trouble. Things that, the stuff that we've seen nowadays, is mild compared to the stuff that was going on then. Like, everybody was going crazy. And like when the stuff was going on with Lubavitch and Satman and with Bells and the things that were going on. And my father was laughing. He said, oh, this is a child's play. And my father's not talking from a long time ago, just from before the war. This is, if you come home and your house hasn't burned down, this isn't serious. Back in Europe, they knew how to start fires. Things were labored. Here, mostly it's Lashon Hara and Achilas in the Jewish newspapers and posters. That's not really. used to be good old-fashioned violence. There was violence. And it wasn't uncommon. And the situation was really getting out of control. When Hashem Yisboch sent into the world the two great Ma'iris, the holy lights, of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great student of the Vilna Gaon, who was a man of peace, Tzadik Yisad Olam, and the Heilige Bala Tanya, who for the first time would formulate the Torah of Baal Shem. The Toldos didn't do that. The Mendel Vitebska didn't do that. There were Jeroshes on Parashias that contained accusations and attacks and beautiful, beautiful teachings of the Baal Shem, but to actually formulate in a clear, methodical way the view of Hasidus regarding the issue of Torah Lishma, that's first found in the Tanya. Much of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is devoted to this subject, and a significant part of the writings of the Tanya is also devoted to this, to the question of why do we learn Torah. And from the beginning, before we even learn, you'll see it yourselves, we'll see it inside. It becomes very clear that the Nefesh HaChaim did not entirely disagree with the Hasidim. And the Nefesh HaChaim acknowledged that something terrible had taken place within Klal Yisrael and something was terribly wrong. And he didn't disagree with the Mendel Vitebska's kasha. It's a good kasha. So, part of what the Chassidim was saying, Reb Chaim Volozhiner accepted and clarified and presented his version of that in Nefesh HaChaim, for the world of the Misnagdim, of the non-Hasidim. Another part of what the Hasidim was saying, he utterly rejected. He completely rejected. And he was very outspoken and clear, as we'll see. A bit respectful, but very clear. He was sensitive to the accusation that Dveikus Bashem, the aspiration to become attached to God, seemed to have faded from the lives of the Misnagdim. He was sensitive to that, and he was deeply, deeply troubled by that. And he agreed that in that respect, the Chassidim were raising a very, very important point that needed to be addressed. And unlike the other Chachamim in Shklov, who were just in the shul and screaming and yelling, we're going to kill him, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, of course, that was not his response to the bikoret, to the critique. Like all tzaddikim, he wasn't interested in the insult, he was interested in the toichen, and what the critique was. And if there's something true in the critique, then it needs to be addressed. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner addressed what he felt was true in the accusation, that there's something missing, there's something terrible that went wrong, and that this is not the Yiddishkeit that the Baruch Shalom intended. On the other hand, he saw the underlying yesod of the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, and then the Baal Tanya, that Dveikus is the Tachlis of Talmud Torah. Reb Chaim Volozhiner saw that as a mistake. He believed that was a mistake, and he believed it was a dangerous mistake that needed to be corrected. And he believed as we'll see inside, that the purpose, that although the purpose of Kima Mitzvahs is Dveikus B'Hashem, is to be attached to God, and in that respect, Torah is also a mitzvah. But the tachlis of Talmud Torah and the kavon of Talmud Torah is not Dveikus B'Hashem. It's for the study of Torah itself. Torah for her own sake. We need to know what that means. And what's wrong with it being for this? Some problem with it being for this? Dveikus B'Hashem? What's wrong with that? Sounds nice. What could be wrong with that? So in order to be able to answer this question and to appreciate what Rav Kook is talking about in his attempt to fuse those two worlds together, we're going to begin Bez Hashem to learn Shar Dalad from Nefesh HaChaim next week. For those of you who have a Nefesh HaChaim at home, it would be kedai to bring it, because I see that the photostat, even on the one that I photostated, it came out just barely okay, but you can see that it was the right side, the couple of letters are missing on the right side, I saw, and it came out. It's not so clear. So if you have a Nefesh HaChaim, it would be kedai to bring the Nefesh HaChaim, and we'll begin to learn Bez Hashem next week. Let's go.